everyone. This is Pastor Harley Wheeler with the Broadway United Methodist Church, and I'm glad to welcome you to this Walking with Jesus podcast, where I'm talking with Becky Roth about Operation Christmas Child. Say hello, Becky.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Have a blessed day today.
That's right. And so just to share with you, we had a scripture to start with, got it off the Operation Christmas Child website. It's kind of a theme scripture for what they're doing. And it's Romans chapter 15, verse 20 and 21. And it says, "And thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand." So let's pray. Father, just ask that today for everyone who listens, that they will both see, hear, understand about your great, great love, about your call for us to serve you and bring your light and your help to the world. And Lord, we pray for those needy neighbors on the in the globe that benefit from Operation Christmas Child, the churches that they move through, and the people that they serve. And just ask, Lord, you give us compassionate and generous hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Becky, it's interesting. When I came to this church in July, your name came up immediately. Isn't that something?
It sure is.
and they said, she knows all about Operation Christmas Child. And then they went on to say that you did a tremendous job, and there's a great deal of work is accomplished here by that. And so, what can you tell me about the Operation Christmas Child project at Broadway?
Well, myself, I've been blessed to be a part of this ministry for more than 18 years. And we started packing shoeboxes for OCC in 2004. Betty Thompson Esther Circle started packing the first year, and we packed under 100 shoeboxes. And we did that in one day. We set up the room. We took everything out of the packages and put them on the tables, and then we packed. So we did I think we did 87 that year. And then we decided to open it to the congregation and have a fellowship meal before packing. So I think that's when we started to gather things year round. And so each year we would make our goal higher from 100 shoeboxes in 2004. And this past year we did over 1,200 shoeboxes. So this is the Samaritan's Purse mission, and we're not just giving the gifts, we're giving gospel opportunities. So those children who receive a shoebox also gets a track in their language to tell them about the Christmas child, Jesus.
Okay, so that's why on the with the Samaritan's Purse on there, when they talk about Operation Christmas Child, they have this verse from Romans about preaching the gospel where Christ hasn't been heard, because these are going out also as evangelical tools.
Yeah.
So that wasn't something I knew. So also, you and I were talking before that when I heard Operation Christmas Child, I thought, well, children at Christmas, this operation gives them stuff. And that wasn't really the whole meaning of Operation Christmas Child. What was it then?
Right. It was about Christ.
Christ. Who is the
Christmas child.
Christmas child. And people get to hear about Christ. Yeah. So we pack up shoeboxes. What happens after the shoeboxes leave here? Or how do they even leave here? To me, they just magically disappeared. The Spencer Hall was full of them.
Well, when they leave here, we take them to a collection site. And the collection site we've been taking them to for the last couple years is the Nazarene Church in New Philly on Fair Avenue. Mm-hmm. And then from there, they are taken by semi to a processing center. And I think ours goes to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. And
from at Charlotte, they are processed. And by processing, I mean they go through the boxes to see if there's any inappropriate items, which right now would be, some of the items would be toothpaste, candy, medical supplies, food of any kind, breakable items, liquid, so plus other things. So once those are inspected, then they are taped and they are cartonized, and then they are put on, I think they're taken to a shipping yard and shipped overseas to many mm-hmm. different countries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember there were some items that, and you didn't think about the reason, you know, for not including a particular item, like you don't put money in there because
right.
then they become a target for theft.
Right.
Yeah, if you really enjoyed a little toy gun when you were growing up, you can't put one in there because they live in dangerous areas and they could become a target of violence if they had something like that. I remember following things as far as a local gathering collection point, and but I've never made it down to Charlotte or any of the places where they have the distribution center. But you have, you've gone. So what was that like?
Well, to be honest, my first experience with OCC was when I went with a friend, Nelda Sedaris, on a bus trip to Charlotte Processing Center. The group we went with was Great Lakes Missions, and they had two busloads of people. That was like 104 people, and it was amazing. I just couldn't believe how many shoeboxes was in one area. I mean, you looked over and there was thousands and thousands of shoeboxes, and it was such a blessing, and it was life-changing for me. You wouldn't believe how a warehouse full of shoeboxes look. And I couldn't wait to get home to tell my circle about it. And that's when the ball started rolling for us to start packing shoeboxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you see, you know, a wall of, and I've seen pictures, you know, just thousands upon thousands of shoeboxes, then to me that brings to mind that there's even more than just the church volunteers, people like us that I'm familiar with. We go to the store, we buy some items, we collect them and pack shoeboxes because, well, there's somebody that needs to know how to arrange for international shipping, or and somebody that knows how to get this loaded onto freighters and in shipping containers. And there's also, if you think about it, there's someone that knows how to process about 100,000 little checks, you know, that because people will send money to help the boxes get shipped. And that's a lot of donations to track and cash, and you know, so there's so many hands that go into making something like this happen. So
well speaking about shipping, the shipping cost for each shoebox is $9. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people might think that's quite a bit to give $9 for shipping. But if you would take a shoebox to the post office to ship overseas, it'd be well over that amount. It would be maybe $30, $40, $50. So the $9 is a minimal cost for to ship a shoebox.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just wonderful to do. And I'm even wondering some of the shipping containers just stay too, because I know when we shipped supplies to Mozambique, they were going to go to hospital there, and the shipping container just stayed because they said, great storage room.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And so some of that cost might be some containers are one way now. It's in my understanding they just leave them rather than bring them back and empty. So what's your favorite part of doing this project?
My favorite part, I don't know if I have a favorite part, but the best part is knowing that we are reaching children for Christ. And I guess that would be my favorite part, knowing that children are being blessed and hearing about the good news of Christ. And from there, the children share it with their family. And they say one shoebox will touch at least 10 people. So I would say that is my favorite part of the shoebox.
Yeah.
The gospel opportunity.
Well, I love that. And I can surely account that, a shoebox would touch 10 people because well, there's all the stuff in the shoeboxes shared out, a tract and some gospel materials are in there. They don't disappear after a person's read them once. They lay around and people, kind of like the magazines in the doctor's office, people will refer to them again and again or pick up and read them, wherever they're at. And also just the whole story, because it comes into a poor home. There's this nice shoebox with nice things. And the whole question comes up, where did that come from? Okay, that came from that church, the pastor that runs that down there. So I do like packing a shoebox, always have. And I can't help but think about the child that will open that box, and saying to myself, well, this one's getting a whistle. And I always wanted that,
The best thing we can put in a shoebox is prayer, to pray for that child. Mm-hmm. Right. That's the most important thing for the shoebox is prayer.
Yeah, and you can't help but pray for the people that are receiving them, because you can know. Yes, I know they're repacked, they're looked over at the distribution center and that, but I know that pretty much my hands have been in this box and touched these things, and one of the next people to touch it is going to be that child. So, but I just kind of thinking. Are those shoeboxes ever tracked? Do you ever hear where one went?
Yes. You can purchase Follow Your Box online, and we have done that in the past here at the church. And our boxes last year were sent to Angola, Honduras, Panama, Uganda, and hard-to-reach countries.
Okay.
So I haven't heard back from any child or anybody who received it, but we do know where our boxes go through the following box.
And I don't need to hear from that child, because we aren't really trying to get them to commit. If you want an individual relationship with a child in another country, there are programs that help you to do that.
Right.
That's Central America and Africa. And the hard to reach countries, because there's some places where shoeboxes go that they don't really dare to say, yes, we're sending shoeboxes there, because the governments or the cultures there would protest about the whole thing.
They would.
Yeah.
And the hard to reach countries, there are certain items that can't go, anything to do with the American flag, some animals can't be in that box, coloring books with maybe pigs in it so we have processed shoeboxes that went to hard to reach countries, and that is a hard job if you aren't really careful and really inspect your shoebox. It is a real hard job to do, but we've done it and we've been blessed by it.
It's something to think of children growing up in areas where this, a little toy pig is dangerous because somebody might come say, that's an unclean animal, that's this, what Christians have you been talking to or something? And we forget, in terms of the some of the restrictive nations that even conversion to Christianity is actually not allowed. And so there is this work that goes on. Well, we enjoy at Broadway this chance to do this work, to just bring this joy to someone, to get together. This year we had to do without our little dinner beforehand because of the pandemic and things. But how do you think this project has impacted people at Broadway?
Well, everybody's different. Everybody has a different passion for the shoeboxes. Some people love to shop, and some people like to even wrap the shoeboxes. We have one lady, I don't know if I can mention her name, but I will, Mary Lehi Sears. She has wrapped shoeboxes for us in the past, like 800 shoeboxes in a year. And she still continues to wrap them for us when they come in. But mostly we buy the Samaritan's Purse boxes now. But she enjoys making projects for our gathering. And I just think, you know, different strokes for different folks. They have so many different gifts and love for this project. And once they've been to the processing center, it enhances the, mm-hmm. the work they want to do for it.
Okay, so we've had people take trips down to the processing center then. Yeah.
Yes. This past year, we had 21 folks signed up to go, but ended up only 5 went because of the pandemic. The rest had to cancel because of that. But we've had 5 people go this past year, and everybody came back fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's also, to me, when I looked at that, first off, Pastor Mick was so excited about Operation Christmas Child. He had to take me upstairs when he and I just had an informal meeting, and he had to show me the rooms where the items were stored. And he had to say many times about what a great job people do on the project here. So first off, hey, if you've got your pastor that excited, you've already done a good thing. Okay. and I'm excited too. But also I remember before I was a pastor, if I was in a church and, they would look at me as a young person, put me on the board. Well, if I was going to hear about what we were doing, we've got this coming up, we've got that coming up. I wanted to hear where we were feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting those sick and imprisoned. In other words, where we were actually helping. And Operation Christmas Child Outreach like this answers that question, in one term. This is one of the ways that we're helping, and it's pretty significant. It's a lot of shoeboxes go out of this place, and which means that not only do I know that if I'm part of this church, I'm supporting it and praying for it, that I'm contributing to doing something material and spiritual for a brother or sister around on the other side of the globe, but also my individual gifts help. If I'm good at making little tiny knitted pretty things that can go in a shoebox, by golly, my gift matters, and if I'm good at packing boxes, or then that actually is a contribution. So
Well, that's great. We have people this year making dresses for us for girls 2 to 4 and 10 to 14. Uh-huh. And they're making dresses, and then we have people in the past that have crocheted little purses. I mean, there's so many things that people do that give us things for the shoeboxes, and we couldn't do this ministry without the contributions of the congregation, because we buy year round, and we couldn't buy in bulk if we didn't have those contributions from the congregation. So uh-huh. Yeah. I we are so blessed at this church.
Yeah. And so, well, that brings up, so this year there's some dresses being made. Is there anything else new on the horizon for Operation Christmas Child coming up this year? What do you think?
Well, the plan this year is to pack a little differently. We would like to have 4 different tables. Each table will signify what age group. We'll have a table for 2 to 4 year old girls, one for 2 to 4 year old boys, and then we're going to jump and skip the 5 to 9 year olds and pack for the 10 to 14 year old boys and girls. So that's the plan this year. And hopefully we'll have the items that you won't have to go through and say, oh, well, what am I going to put in here? Each item will go in each box. Now, there may be some extra items that we'll have, and once they're run out, then we'll just continue to do with what we have. But that's our plan this year. We're going to try to cut back a little bit. We're planning on 800 shoeboxes, which mm-hmm. I know I have more, but we're planning on 800 because we would like to have more money for shipping.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, those sound like good plans, and also I like the fact that you reach the 10 to 14 year old boys and girls. If you think about it, you know, they need special things too.
Yes,
really do. Yeah, and so that you can get testimony from around of that, the impact of gifts for people that are basically in their early teens. And so I guess we're kind of covered what we were hoping to cover, but I noticed that, you know, it was inspiring, the Operation Christmas Child website. They said, you know, and quote, from densely populated inner cities to deserts and jungles, local churches are using these gifts to share the gospel, even where the name of Jesus has never been heard. And so I really thought I was giving a box of nice things to a kid. And then I realized I'm part again of sharing the light of Jesus. Do you want to share why it's important, you think, the witness for Jesus goes along with the gift of the shoebox?
Well, the best we can give a child is the opportunity to receive Christ as their savior. And I think that's the mission of the shoebox, is so they know Jesus as a personal savior. And I know after they receive the shoebox, they also can do a program, The Greatest Journey, which is a discipleship program. So they have a 6-week course of a discipleship program.
Yes, and I know that in some ways the question was obvious, you know, why is it important the witness for Jesus is going on? Well, of course it's important, because that's what we're all about, you know. And it's just wonderful to me that the gift puts some flesh and something somebody can touch along with the witness. And also I can imagine for the churches in the areas where these go, this is such an encouragement, you know, that these are under-resourced areas. If they could have all the things we threw out at this church last year, a lot of them would feel rich, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, we're sending good news and great joy. You know, what goes in the box is fun. What comes out of the box is eternal. That's
good. Well, Becky, we sat and we talked and we gave people enough to think about, I think, to be going on with. Did you have anything else you wanted to share there?
Oh, there's so much to share about Samaritan's Purse. It might take all day. So I think we've said enough. So for them to ponder over.
That's right. We'll visit some of our mission outreaches again. And so I'm glad Becky is stopped so that we can talk and people have something to listen to. And so maybe I'll close in prayer. How about that?
Thank you.
So Father, we just ask again your blessing on this year's work with the shoeboxes, with Operation Christmas Child. And Lord, we ask you bless both the recipients, the churches ministering in those areas, those that do the distributing, but also Lord, strengthen our hand so that we will accomplish all this we set out to do and more. Let your Holy Spirit show us what is good to do and to guide us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And so, Becky, you count as the best thing that's happened to me so far this day. So,
thank you.
And it's been a pretty good day. So, yeah. So, I thank you for coming. And this has been Pastor Harley Wheeler and Becky Roth and talking about Operation Christmas Child for this Walking with Jesus podcast with Broadway United Methodist Church. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us again for some of the other podcasts. So in the meantime, thanks and God bless. Goodbye.
Bye.